I cringed a little at the use of my full name. But given all the folks who'd been spitting it out lately, I was kind of getting used to it. Shrugging it off, I watched as he held out his upper right arm, his clawed fingers spread open before me. Bright against his dark skin was a red dot of liquid that could only be blood. My senses fluttered against it, expecting the residual feedback of my uncle's power, but that wasn't what I found. My legs buckled and nearly went out from beneath me as the essence of the blood hit home. The air cooled in my lungs and I held my breath, my heart thumping a cannonade. I reached out and scooped the drop from Haster's palm and cradled it in trembling hands before me. It wasn't Lucifer's blood. It was my mother's.
How?
I started, but the words clung to my tongue. These are dark times. Lucifer knew you might question a messenger bearing even his essence, but he had no doubt you would heed the word of one who bore that of your dam. I felt the weight of his eyes on me, though I couldn't tear mine from the tiny drop of my mother's blood. It was the closest to her I'd been since I laid her to rest outside her ancestral village. Is this true? He continued. I nodded. Good, for I have little time before my presence is noted in your realm. The conflagration in your heaven was the perfect cover for my arrival. Despite my power being depleted by the long journey, those more mystically adept will soon see beyond my weakened veil now that the conflict is over and their attention is not drawn elsewhere. Only half paying attention, I licked the blood from my palm. Warmth flooded my mouth, my tongue, going numb as the essence of my mother's spirit filled me. It was the tiniest of sparks, but it filled my head with memories that had been dormant for centuries. I could hear her soft voice and smell the subtle waft of the flower she used to scent her bath. As morbid as it sounded, I wished I had more of her blood so I could hold on to her longer. I missed my mother. She was the only person in my life who truly cared about me without qualification. She loved me because I was her son. That was enough for her. It was everything to me. Haster grunted, ruining my reverie, and drew my attention to yet another of his clawed hands he held out. In it was a thick tome. It was covered in the strange symbols Haster wore in his flesh and looked as though it was made of some ancient leather. I suspected it was a hide of a more human nature, the writing like raised scars. With only a little hesitation, I took it. I didn't need to examine it further to know I wouldn't be snuggling up with it in front of the fireplace. What is this? Lucifer wished it passed on to you, but he gave no specifics as to its nature or the intended use. He said to hide it where no eyes may see, and that you would know what he asked of you. That was a pretty clear allusion to the god-proof room in Lucifer's chambers. He didn't want anyone to be able to track the thing. I nodded to Haster, not really happy about another mystery, but I hoped a book might help to translate the spells on the broken case and give me some clue as to who or what had been locked up inside it. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Haster drew a step closer. I had to resist the urge to step away from little Squirmy.
He wants you to know a war is being waged beyond your universe. God and Lucifer have joined forces to repel the enemy that threatens all of existence. But Lucifer feels the battle might reach Earth before the war is concluded. He asks that you find a way to prepare for its coming, or at least warn those who might stand in your planet's defense should Lucifer not be able. If Earth falls, it may well become a foothold behind allied lines that might lead to the defeat of God.
Hey, look at that. Bad news. How unexpected. What are we in for? I really didn't want to know, but what the hell? I'm a glutton for punishment.
I am permitted to say little of the nature of our enemy. But so you understand the gravity of what might come about, your universe was only the most recent of God's creations, and far from the most evolved or the most dangerous.
So, we're talking aliens? God, this just keeps getting better and better.
Aliens to you, yes, but yet quite similar as well. If there was to be a flaw in God's plans of Genesis, it would be the self-absorption that infests so many of the beings he created to populate the various worlds.
Amen. He was preaching to the choir. People sucked all over. Are there little green men coming? I don't think I had enough tinfoil saved up